This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I hope everybody's doing well, inshallah. I just wanted to share with you a beautiful story that I heard at the seniors' graduation 2 days ago by Sheikh Mu'tasim Sharaf. And basically, it's talking about believing in promises from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he shared a really neat story. He said, what? There was once this really, really poor man. Lots of kids, like living in a very like rundown place, tight, and he was just miserable, not knowing, you know, how he's gonna be able to sustain his kids and his family and whatnot. And then one day he got a phone call from a lawyer, and he said, your uncle passed away and you've inherited a couple of million dollars. The man was ecstatic. He was just jumping with joy, right? All his problems are solved. But the man told him, or the lawyer told him, what? You cannot get the check for another year. So you have to wait for a year until you get that check, right? And he gave him a letter. The man put the letter in his pocket and he was just happy. He was, you know, he was already planning what kind of house he's going to buy, which kind of schools he's going to put his kids in, what kind of car, where he's going to travel. And his attitude towards life totally changed. And people were asking him, you know, what happened? Did you get a new job? Are you making more money? Nope. Did you change your diet? No. What is going on? Nothing. All he had was a letter in his pocket and a promise or words from a lawyer. That's all. Happiness comes from within. Nothing in his circumstance, the same place he was living in, the same amount of money was the same amount of kids, everything was the same. But all he had was words from a lawyer that within a year, he's going to have this much amount of money. Now, how about us? How about us as human beings, as Muslims? Basically, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises us, not a human being, not a piece of paper, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator of the heavens and the earth, in so many different like ayahs and multiple places in the Quran or the Sunnah, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises something, how do we approach that? Do we have that certainty in our heart? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells you, وَعَدَ اللَّهَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَأَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised those who believe and do good deeds that for them will be what? Forgiveness and a great reward. Another one, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنَّ وَعَدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ, O people, truly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's promise is real, it's true. Allah, when He promises you something, He's not going to go and change His mind on you. It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not human beings. Somebody might promise you, you know, I'm going to promote you in your job, or I'm going to do this, I'm going to pick you up, I'm going to drop it, I'm going to do whatever it is, and then they don't do it. But this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator of the heavens and the earth. Do you have that certainty in your heart? Another ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says what? وَعَدَ اللَّهَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ كَمَا اسْتَخْلَفَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ وَلِيُمَكِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ دِينَهُمْ الَّذِي ارْتَضَى لَهُمْ وَلِيُبَدِّلَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ خَوْفِهِمْ أَمَنًا يَعْبُدُونَنِي وَلَا يُشْرِكُونَ بِي شَيْئًا وَمَنْ كَفَرَ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ, which basically means what? Allah has promised those who have believed among you and done righteous deeds that He will surely grant them in the land inheritance of power as He granted it to those before them, and that He will surely establish for them there in their religion that He has preferred for them, and that He will surely substitute for them after their fear, security. Promises, a lot of promises from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but the attitude that we take or the way we approach it and the way we think about it, we all go through different trials and tests in our lives. And I understand each and every single one of us has their own test, but believe me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never ever put you through a test that you are not capable of handling. But you have to have that certainty. You have to understand whatever it is that you're going through, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's promise is true, and that you just have to have patience, have sabr, have that certainty that Allah inshallah will get you out of this. And inshallah, when you have that patience and you have that, you know, that faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's going to inshallah guide you through it, and He's going to reward you. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, la yukhlif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never ever goes back on what He says or what He promises to us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rabb, make all our trials and tests easy, inshallah, in this dunya. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to have that faith and that certainty in His promises so that we can basically maneuver smoothly and easily through this dunya, Rabb, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.